You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi. I'm from my high school newspaper. I was just wondering what you were like as a high school student.
I was kind of known as a goody two-shoes in high school. I was the student who would show up at all the parties where people were doing, you know, were drinking and doing all that kind of stuff. And yet I would be the person who was always sober and was running around, like, taking care of everyone and making sure everyone had, you know, safe rides home and making sure that nobody wrecked anyone's houses. And, you know, I was an honor student who was usually, a bit of a suck up with the teachers and kind of got my way and vice president of student council and the captain of the soccer team and, like, the works. So that was me in high school. Kind of embarrassing.
How do you think Lost has changed your life?
Lost has changed my life in way too many ways to count. I still have a family that adore me. I still have friends who I count on back home. And I still have brown hair. Other than that,
that's it.
Yeah.
Your career could have gone in many directions. How did you end up choosing acting?
It kind of chose me. I have to say that I was fortunate enough to be one of those stories that is, you know, where I actually was scouted on the street by somebody and actually refused to go and visit their agency, and then, you know, was approached on different occasions and finally kind of caved and said, okay, I'll try it and see what happens. And then after about a month and a half after my very first audition, I won the role of Lost, of Kate on Lost.
Have you ever been lost?
I have, I've been lost all the time in my car, as in, like, I'm trying to find somewhere and I can't find it for the life of me. But actually lost in a way where you're panicked to the point where you think, I really don't know where I am and I'm in trouble? No.
What's the
last question,
best
please?
Part about working in Hawaii, and is there any downside of it?
The best part about working in Hawaii is being able to go and bathe in seawater every day. I mean, I think there's such amazing healing qualities in the ocean. And being able to go and spend time in the ocean pretty much daily, year-round, is incredible. It's also amazing to be able to film outside and not be in sound studios all the time. I would go nuts if I had to film in a sound studio every day. But there are negative sides to it as well. I get island fever pretty bad. I'm used to wandering a lot. I'm used to traveling from place to, or moving from place to place fairly frequently. I'm used to living, you know, in the vast country of Canada, where you get in your car and you drive, you know, and you're in the middle of nowhere. Here, you get in your car and you drive an hour in any direction. You're going to hit a military base or the ocean. So there is a sort of sense of being a little bit trapped.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Second episode of the season going to feature Kate, or your flashbacks to second episodes?
No, sir, it doesn't.
Really?
Sorry about that.
But the first one is Jack, right?
I believe it is, yes.
Who's more important than Kate that gets the second episode?
Oh, no, is it a matter of importance? I don't know. I think that we all are pretty important to the show, and I think that everyone's stories contribute to the show equally. And I think that the beauty about these writers is they're not about making movie stars, they're about telling a story. So whoever's story is the most pertinent to what's going on the island is the story that gets told.
As a fellow Albertan, how are you dealing with this heat? I'm from Edmonton, and it's hot here.
I have always froze my ass off as a Canadian.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand the cold as a Canadian, and being somewhere tropical has actually been really great. It's been a treat. That said, I have had to completely alter my lifestyle. For the first time in my life, I've started having cold showers. Totally new phenomenon for me. A cold shower at home is torture, right? Yeah. I mean, you just do not do that. Not even in the summer do you have a cold shower. And, you know, I've had to learn to go in the ocean as much as I can, and had to learn to drink a lot more water, but it's wonderful.
Do you miss Canada?
I really miss Canada. I have to be honest and say I miss the people, I miss the culture, I miss sort of feeling at home anywhere. I mean, anywhere you go in Canada, you feel at home, you understand how things work, and you just know where you are and what you're doing. Here, it's totally different. It's still, you know, North America, but it's a different world, it's a different culture, and it makes me miss home.
If Joss Whedon asked you to play Wonder Woman, will you? Will you say yes?
I don't know. We'll have to see if that offer is made.
What kind of movie projects do you have in the future, if any?
I am always reading scripts and I'm always looking, but there's nothing lined up right now.
You've done nothing since Lost began?
Nothing, sir. I've done nothing with my life. I've just so wallowed in my own fame and money.
Who is the focus of the second episode?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. Do you have a favorite theory that you've read or heard about secret about the
house? You know, somebody told me one recently, and I can't remember what it was that I went... It's really smart. That might be what it is. And I can't remember what it is now. It just drives me crazy. But I have my own. And I just think that, you know, Lost is... And I've got some behind me. Sorry. I think that Lost is just all, you know, a very big... The word Lost is a very big metaphor for, you know, our own... Every single character's mental state of being and, you know, psychological and emotional state of being. And that we're on this island to be mentally, psychologically, emotionally found. And that we were all chosen specifically because we will facilitate that for one another. That's what I think.
Have you picked up any survival skills while working on the show?
Well, I have learned how to collect, you know, bugs to feed chameleons in the wilderness. I mean, no, I'm an actress, so the unfortunate thing is true that I get pampered and I get taken care of, and I have always loved nature. I've always loved climbing trees and getting dirty and rolling in the mud and playing with bugs, so none of that's new to me. And as far as surviving is concerned, I think, you know, my air-conditioned trailer does pretty good. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.